granny's, Edna. I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, with the election of officers completed, the Pine Ridge Synthetic Rubber Corporation is beginning to shape up now. However, the election left the officers all pretty exhausted, and it took a good many ballots before Lum was able to nose out Cedric's choice, Grover Cleveland, for the presidency of the company. As we look in on a little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down Store and Library, busy with a hammer and nails. Abner is just entering.
The biggest one back to deal ever as I sold it around. For the land sakes, what are you building there, Long?
Oh, hello, Abner.
What's that thing you're putting up there? Is that a big rabbit pen?
No, it's a private office for the president of the Pine Ridge Synthetics Rubber Corporation.
Well, doggone, I hope old Grover Cleveland will like it all right.
Grover Cleveland ain't president of our company, Abner.
How?
If you recollect, we kept voting yesterday and all last evening until we finally elected me.
Elected you?
Yes, sir.
Doggy, I'm so sleepy by that time, I never did know exactly how that voting come out.
Yeah, there. She's all done. How does it look, Abner?
All done?
Yeah.
Is that as high as the partition's going to be?
Until I get some more wood, it is.
Huh.
The lumber company sent all they had up to that army camp to build barracks and stuff.
Well, that don't look much like a private office to me, Long. I can stand on my tiptoes and see right over the top of it.
Well, you ain't supposed to be standing around on your tiptoes.
Cedric could stand flat-footed and look right down into your office.
Not if he stooped a little, he couldn't.
No.
Besides, I'll be sitting down most of the time, so nobody be able to see me. Much, I don't think.
Well, are you just going to sit around that office while me and Cedric and Grandpap do all the work?
Listen, Abner, I'll do more work sitting here than all you three fellas put together.
Huh?
I'm the one who's got to direct everything.
Direct it?
Have to give the orders and stamp rubber stamps on stuff and check up on different articles and all. Call up Washington on the long-distance telephone. I don't know what all.
But now, who's actually going to mix up the rubber and cook it, Long?
Don't worry. I got that all under control. That department's being handled by the vice president in charge of mixing and cooking.
Now, wait a minute. Have you brought some stranger in here?
No, that's Grandpap.
Oh, thought you might have brought in that feller Frank Grimes you was talking about yesterday.
Frank Grimes ain't in the company.
Well, that's what I say. I thought you'd hired him, though.
No. Him and me's going fishing tonight.
Oh, I heard you talking about him. That's all I know.
Fishing somebody's relays here. Come for Thanksgiving dinner and come on an A-card and ain't got gasoline enough to get home.
Well, I do know.
Lives in Urbana, Ohio.
Yeah, but Grandpap is the vice president in charge of cooking and mixing, huh?
Yeah, I reckon I forgot to tell you that I've done kind of the offices for the company already.
You have?
Yeah, that's what Grandpap is. Vice president in charge of mixing and cooking.
Well...
And he's also vice president in charge of secret way of making the rubber.
You mean Grandpap gets to be two vice presidents all by himself?
Yeah, and Cedric's vice president in charge of stretch berries and sweet gum.
Huh.
His job's to go out and gather them things up for us.
Well, how come I tell you got all the good offices?
Well, wait till I hear what I find of you.
Huh?
You're vice president in charge of vice presidents.
I am?
Yes, sir. Besides that, I've appointed you head office manager.
Head office manager? Well, good for me. Don't get there. Something I've always wanted to be. Hooray for me.
I figured you'd like
it. Yes, sir. Now, what does a head office manager do, Long?
Well, his main job's announcing folks that comes into my private office.
Doing what? Announcing?
Yeah. See, I'll be so busy now that I just want to let the important people in to see me.
Oh.
So you ask them their names and if they got an appointment with me and all that.
Well, what if
if they're a wave or a whack or something like that, show them in anyway.
Well, what if I already know their names, though? Somebody here in town.
Well, ask them anyways. Makes a good impression.
Uh-huh.
And then you come in and tell me who's out there and And then I look at different papers, and then I tell you to go out and tell them they'll have to wait about 20 minutes before they can see me.
What's the idea there?
Well, to be right honest, Abner, I don't know exactly myself, but all big executives does that, I know. Make them wait.
Well, I reckon we better do it too, then, big company like us. Now, what else do I do?
Well, you have to sweep my office out, of course. Yes, I might put you in charge of inter-office communications.
Inter-office communications? What in the world is that?
Well, I don't want fellas in different departments hollering backwards and forwards to one another. So if they got something to say, I want them to write it down on a piece of paper and hand it to the other fella.
So as long as I believe it just be a heap easier to just holler it out.
Yeah, but there might be spies around, Abner.
Spies?
Yeah, and I don't want to take no chances on them overhearing something important.
Oh.
A secret pointer or something.
Oh, sure, that's different, yeah.
Tell you what, Lexi, let's practice up a little bit.
Practice?
Yeah, I'll go in here and sit at my desk, and you make out like somebody important has come here to see me.
Yeah, that ought to be fun. Let's see now, somebody important. How about Grover Cleveland? No, that's right, he ain't in the company.
Make it Mr. Rockefeller.
Rockefeller?
Play like he wants to buy a half interest in our rubber corporation.
Oh, yeah, he'll be a gooder. You ready?
Yeah.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Rockefeller? How's your woman or young'uns, Mr. Rockefeller?
Mr. Long.
Howdy, Cedric. I never knowed you back there in the feed room.
Yes, Mom, I've been helping Grandpap try to get that new stove to working.
New stove? We got a new stove back there?
No, Mom, it ain't new. That's the trouble. It's an old broke-down stove I brought over from Papa's blacksmith shop.
Oh.
It was a mistake, too. Say, Mr. Long, Grandpap...
Wait a minute, Cedric. You ain't supposed to look over the top of that partition that way.
Mom?
No.
I'm in my private office, Cedric. Don't stand there staring at me. Go around to the front of it and ask Abner if you can see me.
Well, I can see you from here, right here.
Yeah, but you ain't supposed to, Cedric. Come on now, stand over here and I'll take care of you. See, I'm the head office manager now.
Yes, Mom, but Mr. Grandpap told me...
Now, Cedric, right over here. That's it. Now, I'm going to see Tom. Long, you want him to be Mr. Rockefeller?
No, he can be himself, Abner. See, he's a vice president. That's important to know.
Oh, yeah. Cedric, what's your name?
Long.
I said, what's your name?
Oh, but you know what my name is, Mr. Abner.
You're supposed to tell me anyway. Them's new rules.
Oh, Cedric Wehunt.
Yeah.
Vice President, charge of stretch berries and sweet gum, I think.
Uh-huh. Have you got a pint, man?
Mom.
No, I reckon you haven't.
Oh, Mr. Grandpap told me to be...
Wait right here, now. Just be quiet. I'll be right back, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, but Mr. Abner...
Just a minute now, Cedric. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree... And they hold it.
Don't say that, Abner. We should get that pine tree cut out.
Oh, well.
It ain't big enough for you to go around singing.
All right. Cedric's here to see you, Long.
Well, call me Mr. President.
Oh, well, the vice president in charge of Stretchburg is here to see you, Mr. President.
Well, just a minute. Let me look at my calendar here.
Calendar? Doggy, don't you even know what day it is?
Well, this is a different kind of a calendar.
Huh?
Sort of a notebook where I write down if I got any other appointments.
Well, why don't you just call it a notebook? That thing don't look like a calendar. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, that's what the executive calls on it. Cedric, stop looking over the top of that partition.
Yes, Mom.
Is it time for me to tell him to wait 20 minutes yet?
No, I don't want any of our own employees to wait that much time.
Oh.
Send him right in.
All right. Come in, Cedric.
No, step outside and tell him.
Oh, just a minute, Cedric. Don't come in yet. Stay right there. Now, I'll go out and tell him. All right. Now, go right on in, Vice President.
Yes, Mom.
Well, how do you do, sir? What can I do for you, young man?
Well, Mr. Grandpap told me...
Better have a chair there, mister.
Yes, Mom.
Have a cigar.
No, Mom, I don't smoke.
Well, I ain't got here. None, no way. Abner, don't look over the wall.
I ain't looking.
Now then, Mr. Wehunt, I believe you mentioned something about Grandpap.
Yes, Mom.
I presume you're referring to Mr. Spears, our vice president in charge of mixing and cooking.
Yes, Mom.
Well, if he's got something to say to me, you'll have to get an inter-office communication from him.
Mom,
just step outside and have our head office manager explain the whole thing to you.
Yes, Mom, but listen,
Mr.
Long.
I'll tell you what it is. I'll handle all that stuff now.
Yes, Mom, all right, but I think I ought to tell you.
Come on out here now. Just come on out here, Cedric. I'll tell you about it. Now, here's that. You go and tell Grandpap to write down on a piece of paper what he wants to tell Lum. And you bring it back here to me. That's called office, inner office communication. That's what that is.
Yes, Mom, but Mr.
Now, Abner... Go on, Chippy. Do like I told you. This is a new rule to keep spies from finding out our secret formula. Hurry up now.
Well, Mr. Grandpap's awful busy right now. I don't know if he'll have time to write it down or not.
Well, you tell him to take time and hurry up. Now, me and Lum are on this on a strict business basis now. Hurry up now,
Yes, Mom, I will. Over. Them new rules sound awful silly to me.
Find out now what you say now, Peggy. Our doggy's mama done pretty good, didn't it?
Well, yeah, you're catching on to it all right, I believe, Abner. You more likely make the right good office manager as soon as you get a little more experience.
Oh, I'm a natural born one, I believe.
You can see now why I wanted to start this new system, can't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Makes everything run smooth. No mix-ups, no misunderstandings. Everybody knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, well, I'll admit I weren't sure when you first brung it up, but now I can see it's a dandy. Yes, sir, a dandy.
Well, it's the only way there is to run a big business, I can tell you that. Wait a minute, there comes Cedric back. I better sit down or he'll start talking over the petition to
me. Yeah, I'll handle him. Did you get the communication, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Well, Mr. Grandpap wrote it down. Now, what do I do with it now?
Well, here, I reckon you better give it to me now. See, I'm in charge of all that stuff. Now, you wait right here just in case there might be an answer to this.
Yes, Mom.
Oh, they cut down the old pine. Oh, excuse me, that ain't big enough, fine. Mr. President, the Vice President just brought in a communication.
Well, good. File it away and I'll check into it tomorrow.
Well, ain't you going to read it?
Oh, well, I reckon we can. Might be good practice.
Sure, sure.
You go ahead and read it to me.
Yeah, let's see. Got all the big grandpa's right now. Inner office communication to President Edwards from the Vice President in charge of mixing and cooking.
Sounds good. He's catching right on.
I wish to state that me and Cedric just set the feed room on fire. Help. Signed, Milford A. Spear.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness, Lum, the feed room's on fire.